Is the city involved with this effort?
We were not directly involved in terms of making the presentation down in Springfield or putting the application together. However, because we are a certified local government in terms of historic preservation, and because the structure is also in our historic preservation district, we did have the Historic Preservation Commission review the application and give its okay, and then there was also a letter of support that was needed from the city, which the mayor signed, and it was included with the application materials.
But do you think it helps the Old Bailey House's chances, the fact that it's in a historic district?
Couldn't hurt. Of course, when you're talking about an individual designation, the structure could conceivably be anywhere. But I think that the fact that it is in a recognized district would have to enhance its chances of being designated, because it is then known that its surroundings are also considered historically significant.
Is the process for this single property possibly going to move along faster than for the entire district? Might we find out that it's placed on the National Register before we learn about the entire downtown district?
Yes. I believe the process now should take about 2-3 months for this individual structure, whereas for the downtown as a whole, you know, we're looking at the items not being submitted and designated probably till latter part of next year, late 2013, be my guess.
So, in turn, if the Old Bailey House is designated a National Historic Place, could that help with the effort to get the entire downtown district declared put on the National Register?
It does, because that's another building then that we can cite as not only being nationally relevant, or I'm sorry, locally relevant, but also being nationally relevant due to its certification. And that would give us three in the downtown district, the others being the courthouse and the Lemoyne Hotel. And the more contributing structures, as they call them, and the more distinguished structures that you have in the district, the better off you are for the entire area being designated.
Will the city get involved with this process, or is it up to the supporters of the Bailey House to continue to push this, or is this even out of their hands and it's just up to a national committee now?
It's probably out of their hands. There may have been a few items that the state board asked for as supplements to the application, or maybe a few items of clarification, like was the case with the Lemoyne Hotel. But basically those, if there are such things, they're sent to Springfield and then on to Washington, and there's really no contact between the National Park Service and the locality. It goes through the state of Illinois, and then you don't find out what has occurred until the National Park Service actually issues a certification or a denial.
What are your thoughts on the Old Bailey House?
Well, you know, it certainly has the historic pedigree to be on the national rolls, and I hope that a designation will be granted so that there's an incentive to do more work to the home to restore it, because once you are a national site, then you're eligible for the federal tax credit program. So, yeah, I'd be very pleased to see it, and it's going to also, I think, draw attention, obviously, to that structure, and I think attention is good for these old properties. The more people know about them, the more people know about their history, and that someone outside of Macomb thinks they are important, the better the chances that they are kept up and preserved.
What would you say some of its attributes are?
Well, I did see the application. I don't remember exactly what the primary criteria were, but it's the longevity, that parts of it are still in the original appearance, the architecture, its importance to the early development of Macomb and Macomb's downtown, and I think they might have also cited some historic persons or events that happened there.